Well, good Monday morning. Hope you're having a great day so far. Hineni. It's a really important Hebrew word that we began discussing last week. Would you dare to say that to God? And we've already seen how it leads to profound changes in our lives. That phrase meaning, here am I, here I am, Lord. Again, as I mentioned and we talked a little bit about it last week, doesn't mean you're showing God your GPS location. It means you're making yourself available to Him to do whatever He is asking of you without even thinking about what's to come. Saying yes before you even know. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Looking at Samuel, a child who was willing to go. We talked about Moses on Friday and Abraham. And we're going to be looking about how Hineni is truly a faith response to the call and invitation of our God.
You go a little bit further in scripture and you find a little boy named Samuel. Samuel is born to Hannah, and Hannah is rejoicing. She dedicates Samuel to God. Samuel begins to live at Shiloh there at the Ark of the Tabernacle. He is under the tutelage of Eli, the high priest. He's got all of these things going for him. And then we find in the book of 1 Samuel, the story where God calls to him during the night. He's a boy. He is asleep in his bed. And all of a sudden, he starts to hear this voice, Samuel, 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 Samuel. And he gets up and he goes to Eli's room and he said to Eli, Hineni, Hineni, here am I. Eli wakes up, realizes, no, I didn't say anything, sends him back to bed. It happens three different distinct times. Then all of a sudden, Eli recognizes, aha, this is probably God. Tell Samuel, he said, next time when you ask and you respond, wait and listen. And so he goes, and again, God calls Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel's response again is to say to the Lord, Hineni. Now that was an encounter that took place in a sort of a mundane setting. And the little kid, he's his little kid in bed at night. And God is extending an invitation to him in his young, young life, inviting him into something bigger than he can ever even imagine. And Samuel says, here I am. I'm available to you to do whatever you want. I'm ready to serve. We're making ourselves, when we say Hineni to God, we're making ourselves fully available to him. Without many times knowing what lies ahead, without knowing what he's going to ask of us a month from now, or a year from now, or 5 years from now. We don't know. But we make that response and make ourselves available to responding to him even before we know what he's going to ask of us. The right response is a response of faith. You see, every time they said Hineni to God without knowing what was coming, it was an act of faith. They trusted him. They knew his heart was good. They knew that God would only invite them into his highest best for them. He would not make any request of them, any challenge to them. He would not make any correction in their life that may need to be, because that would not be ultimately for their greatest good. Because God desires for us to experience his best and experience his life in all of its fullness and all of the goodness that can associate with it. And sometimes that involves some radical transformations and changes for each of them. I mean, stop and think about this with just these couple of guys. Moses gets called by God. And again, he has no idea what's in front of him. He doesn't know that God's getting ready to send him back to the one place he dreaded most. And to face the one person, the last person he would ever want to have to face to face again, Pharaoh. He didn't know that he was going to have a whiny bunch of complaining, griping, moaning, and groaning group of people that he was going to have to try to lead out of Egypt. He didn't know all the challenges about water and food. He didn't know about a Red Sea experience. He didn't know about the plagues that were going to be coming. He didn't know about any of that. He didn't know about the battles that would lie ahead with the Amalekites and the Canaanites. He didn't know about all that. He did not know that he was going to experience a time where he got so stinking angry with those people because they were requesting and moaning and groaning because they didn't have any water, that he actually in his anger disobeyed God himself And rather than speaking to the rock like God told him to do, he strikes it with his rod. And because of his act of anger, he missed getting to go into the promised land. He had no idea what was out in front of him when he knelt before that bush on holy ground that day and said, "Hineni, here am I." But he did know this. Through that 40 years in the backside of that desert, he had come to a certain extent to know this God and the heart of this God. And he knew down viscerally in the deep part of his being, I can trust him. I may not know what he's going to ask of me, but I can trust him and I can follow him. Abraham, God calls to him in the Ur of Chaldea. And Abraham's response was an obedient one, which means when God called him, Abraham, here am I. Leave your land, leave your country, and go to a land that I'll show you. Abraham had no idea where he's going. None. God didn't tell him. He didn't draw it out on a map for him. He didn't tell him what all, you know, was going to be awaiting him there. He had no idea about the challenges that lie ahead for him. He had no idea about the challenges that were going to come up between he and Sarah over the fact that God made a promise and yet 20-something years were going to go by before that promise was ever going to be fulfilled. He had no idea there was going to be an Ishmael involved. He had no idea about Sodom and what was going to happen there with Lot and his family. He had no idea about the battles he was going to face. He had no idea about the conflicts with the Philistines and some things would happen with the Egyptians. He had no idea about that God was going to ultimately ask him to sacrifice his son. He had no idea. None of these things. He didn't know. But when God called to him, he said, "Hineni, here am I." He left and he followed God. And over the period of his life, he learned so much about this God and his heart to trust him. Think about Isaiah. My gosh. Think about what God asked this man to do. When he asked him in chapter 6 of Isaiah, when Isaiah said, "Hineni," yes, to God, before God ever spelled anything out. And then he said, "How long do I need to go do this?" And then God begins to spell it out, a bleak picture. It's dark. Israel's going to go into captivity. The land is going to be plundered. And you're going to keep prophesying, and you're going to keep speaking, and you're going to keep doing what I've asked you to do and telling the people until the land is wasted without inhabitant. Because the Assyrians were coming and all that. And then think about this. God, he gave him two sons. Isaiah was instructed by God about what to name his sons. And his sons got the weirdest names. I mean, can you think about being named Meher Shalal Hashbaz? I mean, what do you call that kid when you're running around looking for him in the house? But he's got these names and these kids are growing up with this stigma because both of their names mean significant things concerning God's judgment. Can you imagine being a kid running around with a name that's pronouncing God's judgment on the nation? And then, of all things, God didn't tell Isaiah in chapter 6, "Isaiah, I'm going to ask you to run around naked and barefoot for 3 years in the city of Jerusalem." And it's going to be a metaphor. It's going to be symbolic. It's going to be a picture to Israel about the devastations coming from the Assyrians. 3 years. Naked. This is a Jew, you remember. The law, all those things about nakedness and how you know the covering of naked, all these things. And God is going to, is asking him, no shoes, no clothes, 3 years. And he had to walk through the streets naked.
Walking through the streets naked. Wow. Would you do it? I mean, honestly, Hineni really is a faith response. It is saying yes to God when you don't know where you're going to end up. And that requires faith. And you have confidence in knowing the nature and character of God that all will be well, no matter what it looks like as you move forward after you have said to him, "Hineni, here am I." We'll continue discussing this beautiful word when we get back together, Lord willing, tomorrow. May the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be yours in fullest measure.